Okay, now start.
If one is interested in Manjari Bhav and is Gurudev is teaching Sakya Bhav,
okay.
So can disciple actually attain his goal?
That's the same question.
Yeah, more or less, yeah. Just the question is, if a Manishari Swarup can sprout, if one is listening or in guidance of a someone in Gopi
Bhav,
someone was asking me like that.
Okay, so further elaboration on the same question number one, or first one, second one. If the guru is in Sakiras and the disciples and
wants to
Manjari Bhav, then will the person actually attain revelation of their Siddhadeya and enter the Lila by having a guru is in Sakirati, because he won't be able to give them proper instruction or mercy to attain it? The answer is the same, because the guru is via medium to mercy. We say, yes, yes, prasada, bhava, prasada. There's a verse in third canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 9, verse 11. 3, 9, 11. Yad, yad, diya, diya, urugaya. It says, third canon of chapter 9, verse 11. You can look it up, Vrindarika. Yes. It says there, anugraha. Anugraha means by the mercy of Krishna, whatever form one is meditating on, whatever form one is meditating on, Krishna reveals that form. There's two meanings of this verse in Sanskrit. They're both equal. The general meaning, which you see in BBT, but Vishnu's commentary is a little different. So he brings out the second meaning. First meaning is whatever form of Krishna one meditates on, that form will be given to the person. Vishnu's commentary in this verse is quoted all the time by Anantadas Babaji in relation to meditating on Siddhadeya, by the way, also. It went off. And there, Vishnu says, it means meditating on the form of Krishna or meditating on your own individual Siddhadeya, desires Siddhadeya, mentally conceived Siddhadeya, which in your case, or the person's case, will be a Manjari Siddhadeya, a generic, basically like Rupa Manjari or Rati Manjari. They're wanting that, but the guru is in Sakirati. But there's two people working for the success. Two personalities working for the success of a disciple. One is Krishna, one is the Guru. Guru is Sakshat Hari, and then there's Hari. So there's directly Hari Guru, and there's Sakshat Hari Bhagavan. So one way or other, you're going to get your perfection. Because 4.9 guarantees that in Gita. Yay, Tamam Prabhupada, if you surrender to Krishna, rewards you. But this verse says, 3.9.11, Tvam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Rit Saroja Ase Shruti Keshita Pato Nanunat Pumsam Yad Yad Diya Yarurugaya Vibhavayanti Tat Tat Vapu Pranayase Sadanugrahaya. So that Vapu, that body you meditate on, will be given. Because the body comes down from the spiritual world. So if the devotee is doing Vaidhi Bhakti or Raghunandhu Bhakti, when they get to the level of Bhava, they become qualified to have darshan of their own Siddhadeya and Krishna's spiritual form. So if one is doing Nam Bhajan, chanting Gayatri Mantra and serving Guru, no matter what the sthirati the Guru is in, that disciple will come to Bhava Bhakti. Look at the example of Narada Muni in 1st Canto, chapter 6. He wasn't following Raghunandhu Bhakti, but he came to Bhava by having Diksha Mantra and 4 months Shiksha. He had 4 months Shiksha in association with saintly Vaishnavas. So he practiced Vaidhi Sadhana, he had Darshan of Vishnu, and he got a Siddhadeya at the time of death. So the guru is, if one has a properly situated guru, in whatever sthirati is, one will get perfection they desire. Everything's individual. Krishna's individual. Because the power to reveal the Siddhaya is not coming from the Guru, it's coming from Krishna. Everywhere in the Bhagavatam it describes all different personalities, even living entities, elephants, and Ajamiya, and Gajendra, and Dhruva, and Narada. They all brought a spiritual body from Vishnu. It was from the higher realm, came to the lower realm. It doesn't mention anything that the Guru manifested out of his hand. Here's your Siddhaya. Guru is instrumental, but not the Upadan Karan, not the original cause of the Siddhaya. Because Siddhaya is there with Krishna. It's expanded directly from his body. He knows every one of the Siddhayas. So I'll give you the one you're supposed to get when you're ready. The Guru is bringing us to that point by giving you mercy, giving you teaching, perfect your bhajan. That's where I understand it. Guru may not have any, the disciple may be your bhajriba, the Guru doesn't have any sairati. But the whole system of Shishya and Guru, who set it up?
Krishna.
Bhagavad. You know, he was the first Guru. Adi Guru is Narayan. Who is the Adi Shishya?
Brahma.
So he said, this is how you work it. Fourth chapter of Gita, verse 34. So Krishna said, you want to learn the truth? Go to this guy, go to the Guru. Surrender to him, do service, make flower models. Do service and you'll get the truth. Well, truth means I want my Siddhaya, I want my Sairati. So sometimes to kind of bamboozle, that's an interesting English word, if he's confused, bamboozle, it's a word, B-A-M-B-O-O-Z-L-E, bamboozle, to confuse or bewilder, new devotees, they bend the philosophy in certain ways. Well, if you want your Siddhaya to flower and fructify, you have to get the bhava from a Manjari Srup Nirupan Guru. You can't find that described in Sandarbhas or anywhere by Goswamis. It's not so much esoteric as they try to use to catch people from here and there. You know, it's well-meaning, but and they're trying to make it convincing, like it's this is the only way, but it's not exactly a clear presentation of the truth. Truth is attained by non-bhajan and guru kripa. That's it. And so, like, you know, they try to brainwash everybody into ISKCON, doesn't have anything, but it's not like that at all. I don't see it like that at all. I've been on both sides, and there's a lot of what's the word? That's a word I can't think. Not jargon, not a dogma. D-O-G-M-A. There's a lot of dogma on both sides. On IGM side and on the side of Babaji. They see a lot of dogma and pie in the sky ideas, you know. Just generate Krishna and go back to God. So we say, oh, get your Siddhaya and go back to God. You know, it's like it's the same idea. It's like, okay, I got it now, you know. I just go to Mangarati, chant 60 rounds, I go to God. That's what they say. We say, no, you're not going to get your Siddhaya. Have your Siddhaya sleep till 10 a.m. Chant 4 rounds and then you go back to God. Okay, good. I have many flowers doing that. It's not the way, either way, it's not so easy. The truth of the matter is it takes several bursts of non-offensive bhajan. This is the bottom line. Several lifetimes of non-bhajan without Vaishnavarad, without Sevavarad. We know about Sevavarad, Namavarad, Vaishnavarad, and Jivavarad. Dhammavarad is debatable whether such a thing exists. We don't find any bona fide Shastra. Because I thought it was Braj Bhakti to be lost, because that's what I've said. I read so many books that said it was in Braj Bhakti to be lost by Narayan Bhatta Goswami. My guru read the book in Hindi. He said it's not there either. Because I printed it in a book in 1991. Appreciate Vrindavan Dhamma Varad. I've seen it printed everywhere, all around the world, everywhere, every language. 10 offenses of the Holy Dhamma. At least I quoted the source wrongly. Braj Bhakti Vilas Vajrayi Bhatta Goswami, very proudly, you know. I never read the book, I just heard it was from there. And when I met my guru, he's a pundit. I said, you heard this book? Yeah, I read the book. I said, is there anything? He said, no, there's nothing like that. It tells you a different forest. In Bahulavan, you get this kind of dawn. And Talavan, you get this kind of dawn. And this kind of brut. That's there. Very detailed from different Puranas. But, you know, basically, Holy Dawn means, you know, it's Vaishnavas. The main thing about living the Holy Dawn is to avoid it. So everyone's a Vaishnava, even the trees. So you spit on a tree or pee on a tree or something like that. You know, that's an avarad. So it's a Vaishnava avarad. You know, the 17th sattvic of Vrindavan Mahimamrita by Prabhupada Saraswati. He says, until and unless you can see all living entities in Vrindavan, all chit and not chit, chit, chit shakti, spiritual forms, you won't realize your own state of day. You gotta see the puppy dogs, the doggies, as they say, the doggies in the trees. They're all sit in their state of day. Monkeys are in their spiritual form, have spiritual forms. I quote this verse many times. 17th Satika, verse 80-70, towards the end of the book. And Anandas Pandit would quote every Kartik in Bengali class to emphasize proper behavior. So, the keynote to success in any bhajan is Shraddha, faith. Faith in Guru, faith in Krishna, faith in the process of bhakti. That will bring us our success. Our faith is always getting challenged. This is the problem of Kali Yuga. Prabhupada used to speak all the time saying, Kali Yuga, faith is less. You have very little faith. For good reason also, but people are afraid to be faithful. Because faith opens you up to a lot of grief and a lot of, you know, brokenheartedness. Faith in a boy, faith in a girl, faith in marriage, faith in your partner, faith in your guru, faith in your boss, you have a good job, you feel secure, you work for a year and you get fired. He didn't tell you anything like that, but, you know. So it's a lot of not proper dealings in Kali Yuga, so faith. But the best thing is to find someone you believe in and have faith in them and follow them, spiritual guru. Because Krishna's duty, the thing is when you take a guru, any guru, Krishna has a responsibility to back up that guru. It's like you have an insurance policy. You're paying some money every month for insurance. Now the company's supposed to back up your policy and fix your car when it gets smashed up. You're paying $1,000 a year for insurance, you crash up your car, you know, and you can prove that it's not your fault or whatever. The company has to buy a new car. So there's somebody behind your policy, is all the money and power of the company. So when you have a guru, you have a policy with Bhagavan. He's a representative, he's an ambassador of Bhagavan. So whoever your guru is, Krishna has to back him up. Like you buy a bond, you buy a post office bond. You know, fix your deposit in the post office. Indian government's supposed to back it up, you know. Can't just local post office says, oh, we don't have your money. No, the whole government's behind it. So we should understand that. Whoever the guru is, it's not only him, he's got all the gurus behind him and Krishna also. That's what we find, unfortunately, in this present age, all of us have seen and know devotees that lost their guru. Guru went away for whatever reason. But the disciple didn't go away. The disciple's still good. He found another guru, or he's carrying on, or she's carrying on in their bhajan, because Krishna's supporting them. Krishna's helping them. He exists. He's real. He's not a dream, you know. He's not a coma. He's really there. And so who knows better what's going on than Krishna? He's right inside your heart. Ishvara sarvutanam rajasajuna chishati brahmyan sarvutanam yansurudaya maya. Krishna's guiding, moving us here and there. He's a good driver. He hasn't get arrested for drunken driving, you know. Krishna's a good driver. He has good eyes, 20/20 vision also. And you get old, you have to get your eyes checked, otherwise they don't give you a license. You know, if I gotta get a driver's license, I won't get it, like blind. I go, boom, grab the car. So many people, they think the missing thing, they think, why am I not getting success? It's my guru's fault. This is what I usually see. Well, so I calculate. Let's see. This person is a Vamsacharya. Yeah. If I go there, I'll get success. So I go there, I get initiated by a Vamsacharya. Now I'm set. A year later, Vamsacharya is having an affair with his disciples. Oh. He's married. That's not good. Well, maybe you go, this is Siddha Baba. I'm going to say Siddha Baba. He's 150 years old. So he must have made it by now. So I go there. And I find out he drinks, you know, 10 bottles of coffee every day. There's like one guru in one mission. He had a disciple. This is really funny thing. He was a guru in a mission, right? And the disciple told me this story himself. He said, I took me a long time to figure out what's going on. My guru every week used to send me to the local Ayurvedic medical store. I was buying one carton with 12 bottles of Drakshasava. Drakshasava is grape wine. Draksha means grapes, and it's a fermented grape with a bunch of herbs in it. It's like a tonic for health. You take one teaspoon a day for like 6 months or whatever like that. It's called Drakshasava. But every week the guru is drinking 12 bottles a week of this, which is 14% alcohol, wine. And the guru was always drunk all the time. He would sit on the other side and chant different mantras, and he always drunk. So the disciple was just buying, you know, okay, Guru Davis, go get my medicine. And hundreds of empty bottles every month, you know. And so some godbrothers came there and saw these empty bottles on the street waiting for the trash to come pick up. And godbrothers were a little suspicious, you know. So they started putting two and two together, and they figured out so now you lost, you know, so now you went to 150-year-old Siddha Mahatma, He was drinking one carton of Ayurvedic wine every week. So they know where to go from there. So the thing is, you park your car in the garage and just do bhajan, and you'll get success. Bhajan gives success. Success comes from bhajan and mercy of Vaishnavas. If you have a great guru, that's all the better. But the ultimate guru is Krishna. The Adi guru is Krishna, and the Nitya guru is Krishna. It's called Chaitya guru. Chaitya guru means living guru. Chaitya guru is guru in the heart. Uddhava Mahasaya in 11th canto, he describes Acharya Chaitya Babasha. He says, Krishna gives long teachings to Uddhava. For like 18 chapters of the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Krishna is teaching Uddhava, Uddhava Gita. And after the end of it, Uddhava folds his hands and said, Krishna, you're so merciful. You appear in two forms to liberate the conditioned soul. One form, you appear externally as Acharya. You give diksha mantras and teaching and mercy and all these things. But another form, you appear in the heart as Chaitya Guru. Acharya Mom, Acharya Chaitya, what is it?
Acharya Chaitya
Babasha. It's the 11th canto, chapter 25 or 26, whatever. So that, we should always remember that, that Krishna in my heart is ultimately guiding me. That was